In its 18th year, the HSU River Otter Citizen Science Project is always looking for otter sightings from watercourses, coastlines in Humboldt, Del Norte, and adjacent counties. It's always so much fun if you do get to see one of those critters. And I've had two very cute otters crawl in from the river to the studio. I'm here with Cherie Hart. She's an HSU Wildlife Senior involved with the project, as well as Chelsea Stewart Fusick, another cute otter, also with the She is a HSU wildlife student in her, she said, forever senior year. And so we're going to find out about reporting and the whole project and what they're up to. And the project is organized by Professor Jeff Black of the HSU Wildlife Department and the students of Humboldt State University's Wildlife Department. So let's find out more. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Hi.
You're not really river otters, but you could be the way you slipped in.
Nice to be here today.
Yes, definitely.
So how exciting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the project and then how, if you're looking actually for submissions, photographs, how to do that and anything else that you think the listeners would be interested in. And you guys tell me who's going to start. Okay.
Yeah, Cherie. I can start. The project started actually in 1999, and Jeff Black actually moved to Humboldt County in 1998. And at the time, river otters and other regions were actually declining due to like habitat loss and pollution. And so when he realized when he moved here that wasn't really the case here in Humboldt County, that like, you know, river otters seemed to be, you know, doing really well. And so he tried to search to see if there was any, information about the populations here, and he found nothing. You know, he didn't see any, like, thing about records or any kind of, like, monitoring of the population. So that's how the project actually started. You know, he wanted to get some information, and that's, like, you know, he started...
There were just river otters around. No one, you know, it's like the old days.
Yep. So that's how, you know, citizen science is a really good way to, you know, get some records. It's easy and, you know, doesn't require a lot of funding.
What is citizen science before you say your thing, Chelsea?
Citizen science is great. It really allows community members to take part in actual science where the data is actually used in real studies that we do here at HSU. We basically just ask the public to report sightings of river otters if they see them. If they see them with pups, we ask how many pups. We ask for GPS coordinates of where they saw them, any prey items, things like that. So we request anyone who sees a river otter to contact us via our Facebook page or website. They can fill out a web form. It's really easy. And it's just great because the more people are involved with and know about the wildlife locally, the more they tend to care about it. So that's kind of our underlying goal with citizen science, and it ends up being really useful data too. So
amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So cool to involve everyone as well.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
And so as research assistants for the project, we deal with the database. We manage the database and collect the sightings from everybody. We ask more questions, follow-up questions if we need more information from people. Everyone's so happy to participate. It's really fun to talk to people about otters. We also do events locally. We have a booth and a poster we've made and different things like that, educating people just that the project exists, because there's plenty of people here that are on the riverways, you know, every day, and they see otters every day, and they don't know to report it. So that's our biggest goal long-term.
How many people involved with the project?
Well, we have three research assistants, okay. And then Jeff Black kind of, like, you know, leads us, mm-hmm. and we kind of try to, you know, mainly what we have been trying to do is, you know, increase the public outreach, because before, you know, Jeff kind of just, like, didn't really, he only had one research assistant at a time, mm-hmm. so... But now he, you know, realized that, you know, he wants to expand this project. And
and social media now, too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Really helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
It's like keeping records.
Right. Yeah, the fun stuff. Yeah,
we're all getting zapped into the future.
Yes.
We're also, you know, this data is really great for questions we want to answer. So we've already actually answered a lot of questions about river otters that no one really knew the answers to before. Just a simple question we've answered here locally is how many otters are here on the coast. We had a grad student that did, using some of our data from the River Otter Citizen Science Project, as well as her own data collection of scat, otter poop. You can get a lot of information from poop. It's great. And she actually determined with DNA analysis analysis that there are about 41 to 44 otters just on the coastline. So that's 0.9 otters per kilometer, which is really significant. That's a lot of otters. So that's great. We want more information, though. We want to know how many are inland on the waterways. So, you know, we're always collecting more data and hoping to answer
more questions. And do they live where they are found?
Yeah, they tend to have kind of small areas. Like if you go to the marsh, you'll see the same, you know, three, four otters, the same families over and over. But even if you do think it's the same family, we still want to know about it. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Also, they, you know, because the sea otters were extirpated in this area, they were removed, you know, due to like overhunting and stuff like that. The river otters actually have started to exploit, like, you know, the ocean. And, you know, you'll see them, you know, in Trinidad Harbor.
Right.
You know, so it's fun. It's interesting. People think they're like, oh, is that a sea otter? And they, you know, because, like, you know, you just see something in there. Yeah. This little long, cute thing. So they're just like, yeah, maybe. But, you know, it's actually, yeah, when you see them, it's river otters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting that, you know, they moved in, even though, you know, you don't really see them in any other place, usually in the sea.
How are they different, if you could say one thing?
Do you sea otters?
Yeah, from river otters.
Well, sea otters stay...
Other than where they live. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing is that they stay completely in the water compared to, like, river otters are in the water, and then they, like, stay... Like, they only are in the water to feed, you know, primarily. Mm-hmm. So, and to, like, also, you know, move from place to place.
Mm-hmm. And if you see an otter on its back, it's definitely a sea otter.
Yes, that's
the river otters are always swimming with their feet under the water, with their little heads popped out, and you can usually see their little tails or their rump popped out.
Yeah.
And you said you do have a Facebook page, so that's a great place. What's the name of the Facebook page?
It's HSU River Otter Citizen Science Project. Okay. So just look it up on Facebook, and you can get all our information and our website there,
nice.
Too.
Nice. Anything else we have about a couple more minutes?
Another study that actually was, like, conducted here at HSU by one of our colleagues was it's by Alana Oldham, and she wanted to, like, test whether olfactory communication, so, like, communication by smelling, you know, occurred, like, between river otters. And so that was actually really cool, and she used River Otter Citizen Science data to find, like, areas where they, like, leave markings, which could include, you know, like, scat, urine, and then jellies, which jellies are... they basically, it's the mucus in their intestines, and they have that mucus to, you know, make sure that the, like, crustaceans and all that stuff doesn't, like, you know, actually, cut them up and stuff like that. So,
citizen science.
Yes, all the fun stuff. So, yeah. So, at those,
did they spit some of that out?
Yeah. And so they leave them at these sites called, like, latrines, you know, nice name.
Markings.
leave these markings there. And so, what she wanted to do is see, like, if there's communication. And the way you do that is by assessing whether or not there's a measurable change in their behavior, you know. So,
fascinating.
Yeah, definitely.
So interesting. You guys are so lucky you're studying this.
Oh, it's really fun. So it's really fun.
Were you going to say something?
No.
Are you sure?
But yeah, so that was really cool. And so she actually found that there seemed to be some communication because, you know, they, if there was foreign scat, they, like, seemed to, like, you know, investigate it more. And then if scat was removed or markings were removed, they seemed to leave more markings, which could be that they're, like, leaving some information behind, you know, to, like, other
individuals.
Hey,
where's our sign?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I parked the car over there.
But
isn't that so amazing?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's definitely.
Ultimately, animals don't do anything for no reason.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not exactly sure what information is trying to be communicated, but I mean, that's another follow-up study that can occur.
Right.
You know, so it's really interesting, you know, like, being able to use, you know, citizen science data for, like, so many other things.
Yeah.
Keep sending in your sightings because we have lots of questions we need to answer about river otters.
Yes. Okay, so we're out of time, but tell us who you are and how to participate really quickly.
Okay, Chelsea Stewart Fusick from the HSU River Otter Project, Cherie Hart, and you can find us on Facebook. Just look up HSU River Otters and we'll come right up.
And who's your professor?
Jeff Black.
Okay, you guys were ottersome.
Thanks.